This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 20th of June 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Andrew Muller. America has been singing of itself since long before the states were united. But if one stuck pins into a map of the US for every city and state with a song or songs to call its own, one would notice a substantial void, more or less, in the middle. The Midwest, flyover country, a swath generally as ignored by artists as it is by tourists. But into that gap has sidled this week's guest, Pokey Lafarge, a proud son of Illinois via Missouri, whose music embraces, embodies, and celebrates the good-mannered modesty of its and his birthplace. Pokey is in the studio today to talk about his latest album, Something in the Water, but before we hear from him, here he is performing the title track.
She got a broke-down El Camino in a front yard up on Bluff. Her mom walks around in a pink nightgown, sandals and white socks. And she don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the lightning and the rain. See, the pain in my brain drive me insane, but I love her just the same. Boys, love her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. I never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. Well, she does her makeup and hair, cook fried chicken in her underwear. She drinks more liquor for lunch and dinner and sends me running scared. She yells, she screams, and she beats me, but I don't mind the way she treats me. She'll someday lead to my death, I know, but I stay with her just the same. Boys, stay with her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. I never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Ooh. Yeah. My Hoosier girl so fine, shake the watermelon off the vine. She'll blow you a fist, throw you a kiss, and you thank her every time. Oh, they're all so crazy and beautiful, but I tell you that woman is never dull. She'll break your back, give you a heart attack, but you need her just the same. You know you do, you need her just the same. Something in the water, yeah, there's something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. I never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. I never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. Well, there must be something in the water. Yeah, there must be something in the water. Yes, in the water. Yes, in the water. What makes it so crazy? Well, there must be something in the water, baby. There must be something in the water.
Yes, in the water. Yes, in the water.
Well, there must be something in the water, baby. There must be something in the water. Oh, something in the water.
The point of emphasis really comes from embracing my differences, my uniqueness, for the pursuit of originality, as original as I can be. You want to take things in the future, but I think I realize at a young age, and maybe more people realize, and maybe it's good to realize that, certainly be good for me, to realize where it is you come from, and why, I think because it goes towards why we are the way we are. I feel a connection, yes. I think we're all nostalgic, but I think history lives on, and we're seeing it play out every day. The city fractured, the infrastructure decaying around you, yet we say we're the greatest economy in the world. I find that very ironic.
That decline is particularly noticeable in that in the Midwest and in the middle of America that you're talking about. But does it seem to you, coming from there, that there, because it's just something that always fascinates me about the United States, is the difference in regional identities. And I think people forget that often outside America because it's all one country. But there is as much difference in the United States as there is in the interconnected nations of Europe, easily. But do you think, does it strike you that there's something particular about the music from the part of America you come from, in the way that people might associate, you know, New York with arch coolness or the South with that belligerent, swaggering pride? Is there something about the Midwest that you hear in music from that part of the U.S.?
There's not much of a swagger in the Midwest, I'll say that much. There's not too much boisterousness out of the Midwest. It's actually known more of kind of a humble place. People are pretty plain Jane. That's kind of what it's known for. But, you know, I don't know if I've always felt this way, but I feel like the Midwest can be, it may be an experiment for what is perhaps needed the most in America, a sustainable future. Certainly a new identity, because I think that the old one is gone, whatever that was to be an American, or whatever the American dream was. It's kind of a joke now in some respects. I mean that young people move back to the cities, they're making things with their hands again. That's what you're seeing around the world, across Britain, Europe, local farming. People are making beer and booze again. They're renovating buildings. You know, they're doing things that are, quote, vintage. Yet I'm sometimes cast off as retro. I find that hilarious when, you know, certain pop stars can rip off things straight up from the 80s, like Bruno Mars. You know, it's like pretty much an 80s song, singer-songwriter.
Indeed so.
But I'm retro. It's kind of interesting. So, it's just a matter of what you have to say. These days, there's a lot of freedom in music, in anything we do.
Well, this is a song dedicated to my recent vacation in the Netherlands, a song I've actually never performed. We'll see how it goes. This one's called Let's Go Get Stoned. When your baby won't let you in, head down to the liquor store, man, and buy yourself a bottle of gin. Stop by my place on your way back home. Let's go get stoned.
I understand why the retro tag would annoy you, and I don't hear it myself, but do you think there is a nostalgia in the music that you play?
Well, you know, maybe the definition of nostalgia needs to be reexamined, or maybe we just need to look further on down the list of definitions for the word nostalgia. But I think it's just, again, going back to the connection of why so many perhaps older art forms, or I should say even trade skills, again, barbering and brewing and all these things are coming back. I think that's all nostalgic. I think that I feel connection to that because those are the truer essences of our culture, the things that we make and the things that we produce, music, of course, being one of the more accessible ones. I think it's just purity and things that are organic and natural. Those are the things that attract me, and those are some of the stronger qualities that I try and put forth in my music. So I think the initial attraction to that older music was those very same things, and that's the strongest connection. It's not even the form of music or the instrument that I play or how I sing or how I look. It's the essence, the purity, the organic nature of it all.
Let's go get stoned. Let's go get stoned. Stone, 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 stone. Let's go get stoned. Yeah. Let's go get stoned.
But in thinking about that initial connection with the music as well, and when you decided you wanted to be a musician or felt that you needed to become a musician, did it strike you that you could turn it to an advantage coming where you come from? Because it is a part of the United States which is less storied and is less mythologized than many of the others, possibly because of that characteristic modesty that you mentioned.
That really is a great question. I wonder why no one else has really asked me that before or spun it like that. You know, because that's interesting that you should ask, because again, for your listeners don't know, yes, that is always a topic that comes up, where I'm from and how I represent where I'm from. So, no, I think it's that feeling has come about naturally. I think I've embraced it more the more people talk about it. But also I've embraced it because the more you travel, the more other states you see in the Union, the more countries you go to, the more your mind gets opened up and the more it makes you think about where it is you come from and how you can maybe adapt some of these positive things you see around the world. And maybe, of course, I'm an ambassador for where I come from. So it's also accepting responsibility for that platform that I have. And like you said, not a whole lot of people coming from that area playing music around the world and being successful at it. So yeah, it's just being responsible and trying to put a positive stamp on the world as a whole, but you gotta start with where you come from. You can't forget that.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller, and my guest today was Pokey Lafarge. His new album, Something in the Water, is out now, and you can catch him live across North America this summer. For more information, head to pokeylafarge.net. Today's show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again next week for more great live music, but for the time being, thanks for tuning in.
This is a waltz. This one's entitled Goodbye Barcelona.
Last night I dreamt you were a glass of Rioja wine we drank on that first night we met. You hit across my tongue and traced through my veins. You could have gone with me on the morning I left. Oh, La Miva, Marca Senorita, you danced the sardana bare feet on the floor. When you get tired, lay your head on my chest. Please hear my song, don't you cry anymore. Oh, my heart is a bird that sings while you're gone. La da 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 da. The loneliest song that you've ever heard. La da 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 da. Goodbye, Barcelona, so glad I've been shown you. I'm going, I'm leaving the land of the sun. For the far north where I don't want to go. Where the rain, it stops for no one. But I'm bringing a bottle of rum. Well, I was just thinking about my return. A temptation like oranges, lights ripe on the vine. Sagrada Familia grows taller each year, like my love for you that grows stronger with time. Oh, my heart is a bird that sings while you're gone. La da 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 da. The loneliest song that you've ever heard. La da 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 da. Goodbye, Barcelona. So glad I've been shown you. I'm going, I'm leaving the land of the sun. For the far north where I don't wanna go. Where the rain, it stops for no one. But I'm bringing a bottle of rum. Oh! Oh! Oh, my heart is a bird that sings while you're gone. La da 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 da. The loneliest song that you ever heard. La da 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 da. Barcelona. So glad I've been shown you. I'm going, I'm leaving the land of the sun. For the far north where I don't wanna go, where the rain it stops for no one. Yes, but I'm bringing a bottle of rum. Wee.